Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, Beth, how are things?
Not great.
Why? What's wrong?
I just found out I have to move out of my apartment, like, right away.
You're kidding. Why?
Well, my apartment, it's in a house, a kind of old house. And now something's wrong with the water pipes. I think some of the pipes burst or wore out or something. Anyway, we don't have any water in the house, and apparently it's going to take about 2 weeks to fix the problem.
So you need to find a place to live for what, 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, bad timing, huh? With midterm exams coming up and everything.
So have you figured out what you're going to do?
Well, some friends said I could stay at their place. They don't have an extra bedroom, but they said it'd be okay for me to sleep on their living room couch.
You could probably handle that for a couple of weeks, right?
I guess so. I mean, it's really nice of them to offer, and it's free. The only problem is, they already have 4 people living there, so it could be a little crowded.
And not ideal for studying for midterms.
Yeah, too many distractions.
Any other options?
Well, I did find this place. It's a small hotel over on 3rd Street, right near campus.
Oh, right. A lot of kids' parents stay there when they come for a visit.
Right. So I could get a room there. They have a weekly rate, and it's pretty reasonable. But I don't know.
At least at the hotel, you'd have a space of your own, you know, so you could get more done.
That's definitely a plus, but I have to think about it. Even though it's pretty cheap, it'll still end up costing me some money, and my budget's pretty tight right now.
Briefly summarize the problem the speakers are discussing, then state which solution you would recommend. Explain the reasons for your recommendation.